Macmyra Brook. The presentation of buildings at the brook is divided into five parts, each in 2 or 3 minutes. 1. Background. 2. The ironworks buildings. 3. The manor and the park. 4. Living quarters. 5. The farm buildings. Macmyra's first forge for bar iron was established during the 16th century. In the province of Gästrikland, forging was a common activity among farmers. It gave good business, as profit was in cash. It was a small-scale production and took place primarily during periods with plenty of water, for instance, spring. Raw material for the demanded bar iron is called pig iron. To be able to use their own pig iron for the forge, the farmers built their own blast furnace in 1672, which is near the shopping center of today. Only a few years later, the forge and the blast furnace were sold to assessor Daniel Tilas from Stockholm. In 1756, the business was sold again to the merchant Jean-Paul Strömbäck from Gävle. The transformation was initiated from a farmer's forge to a developed ironworks. In the turn of the century, 1800, the mansion was built. Until then, the owners had been living near the blast furnace in Valbo or in the city of Gävle. In 1814, the whole enterprise was sold to Olof Elbrink, whose descendants still own Macmyra. He expanded the bar iron forge and introduced the Lancashire forging, a method from England. He laid out the park and erected houses for the employed. At this time, the family owned full chain of production, mine, blast furnace, forge, nail hammer, and forest for the production of charcoal. And finally, they had one of the largest Swedish shipping companies of that time. Bar iron was shipped mainly to England and United States. During the middle of the 19th century, the composition increased between iron works. New and large-scale industries drove small furnaces out to business. Nowadays, Macmyra is often associated with whiskey. In 1999, Macmyra Swedish Whiskey Incorporated started to produce single malt whiskey in the building complex of the bar iron forge, the mill, the power generating station. The distillery is shown to visitors, but reservation is required. Part 2. Buildings for iron production. The forge is documented already in the 16th century. In 1839, the new whitewashed forge was considered the largest in the region. The initials UE on its northern wall stands for Ulrika Elbrink, one of the many female owners of an ironworks, that is, in Swedish, Bruk. During her government, she had the forge being built with the most fuel-saving technique known of that time, the Lancashire method. During the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries, Swedish bar iron had a good reputation. From the harbour of Gävle, iron was exported to many countries. Bar iron was a refined, forgeable product that demanded great skills in craftsmanship to produce. The raw material was pig iron, which was good for casting, but contained too much of coal for forging. In the hearth, the pig iron was manufactured. It was melted down and processed with a water-driven hammer to bring down the amount of coal. The blacksmiths formed the iron into long bars. That's why it's called bar iron. The later coming method, the Bessemer method, came to use in 1860s. It drove the old ironworks out of business. From now on, you could produce forgeable steel right from the floating raw iron coming from the blast furnace. Manufacturing of bar iron at McMurrah stopped in 1877. The forge is nowadays the reception of McMurrah Svensk Whiskey Company. The mill and the water power station. In 1877, when manufacturing of bar iron closed down, one part of the forge was turned down and a mill was built. The largest and the most modern in the region, using the old water power but for a new purpose. Grain and flour were transported to and fro the mill on a sidetrack from the newly built Gävle-Dala Railroad. Next to the mill, an electric power station was erected in 1905. The tenants of the brook were among the first in the neighborhood who had electric light in their homes. Both the mill and the water station are rebuilt for today's whiskey distillery. Part 3. The Mansion. 2 minutes. It's a two-story building made of timber and plastered. It has a mansard roof. The erection started in 1797, but the interiors were completed 15 years later. The family's townhouse was burnt down in the big fire of Gävle in 1869. Then the mansion in McMurrah was modernized and the building got its plastered walls and a new entrance. Next to the mansion are the wash house and the guest house. During the first part of the 19th century, a distillery was placed here. The present buildings were established in 1838-40. The wash house contains weaving and bakery facilities, and the wing was intended for servants in the lower level and guest rooms on the upper level. The park was planned in 1820s according to English ideals. An English landscape park appears as if all is natural, but in reality everything is carefully planned with high hardwood trees, winding paths, and beautiful outlooks. In comparison, a French park has rigorous symmetry and strict cut trees and hedges. In the park, a pavilion is built from 1831 and designed like a Greek temple. Part 4. Quarters for the employees. 2 minutes. Up till 1826, the oldest blacksmith's quarters were next to the manor house and the forge. Then they had to give place for the house of the steward. It was a two-story building, which also had a function of an office for the whole establishment. Next to it, the employees' quarters were according to ranking. The white building with the small windows was once a carpentry where the most delicate pieces of furniture were made. It was a saddlery where saddles and shoes were made, and a mangle house. The family houses were erected in 1820s as quarters for the 8 blacksmiths and their families. There were 2 families in each house. In the end of the road, you can see the long white cowshed. Every household had a part of it where they could have a pig, some hens, or maybe a calf. The house was washed on the wall towards the mansion, and the other side shows a more simple building material and masonry. West of the cowshed are quarters for the farm workers at the brook. Part 5. Buildings made for farming. 2 minutes. The largest building is made of molded slag from the iron production. In 1832, a stable for the horses was erected. It was later extended and turned into a cowhouse. Today, the building is once again a stable, but this time for Icelandic horses. There also was a swinery built in molded slag. Today is a garage for tractors and grass movers. The building in bright yellow plaster and brick corners was a dairy. The milk production was during the 20th century extensive with a shop in Gävle. Before refrigerators were invented, lots of ice was needed to cool the milk. Near the dairy, a stack of ice blocks from the river were stored. Thick layers of sawdust kept the ice intact during summer. The dairy was closed after the Second World War. Next to the forge, there was a big house for storing charcoal. When the ironworks was shut down in 1877, it was exchanged for a magazine for the newly built mill. Nowadays, malt for the whiskey distillery is stored in a silo. During the Second World War, gasoline was rationed. The cars could be run on gas produced from very dry wood. Such gas-generated wood was produced in a dryer tower at Macmira, on the northern side of the river. The chips were sold to Stockholm.